CliffCentral.com.
We're going to turn our attention to wellness and health now, and this is exciting. You know, it's a bigger deal than ever to be talking about wellness and health. And this morning, we're going to tell you where you can find credible medical advice. Now, I'm sure that you've heard of Cipla. They are now bringing you a Health Matters series, which puts experts from across the medical world right in your earbuds or speakers. And their aim is to provide topical and relevant information on healthcare with kindness, because health matters. To tell us some more about this, we're going to speak to none other than the CEO of Cipla in South Africa. He is Paul Miller. Paul, it's really good to see you. How are you?
Good morning, Gareth. Good to be on the call this morning. I'm well, thanks.
Listen, I have to give credit to the pharmaceutical companies, because you guys have done a tremendous job of helping us, first of all, to figure out how we're going to get through a very crazy year like last year. And even though you're all in competition with each other, there was an enormous amount of research and development collaboration that happened between all the pharmaceutical companies and between pharmaceutical companies and government. And you guys get a tough PR from you know, the public, from the politicians, from everybody else. You get a really hard line from people. They go, oh, you know, the pharmaceutical companies are just really there to take advantage of us. But it is thanks to Big Pharma and all those hard hours and the huge amounts of money that are spent that we managed to do the miraculous things that we did in the last year, like develop vaccines at record speeds. And I just think that Cipla, as a pharmaceutical company, deserves a bit of credit for the way that you guys and the others have done your job during this pandemic. How has business been for you, and how has the pandemic affected you at Cipla?
Yeah. So, Gareth, thanks for the compliments. You know, at times right now, we probably need as much empathy and support as anyone else would. So thank you for that. I think it's been a tough time for everybody. Me, myself, I contracted COVID over this period. It was quite a shock for my own system. And I think the country as a whole has really taken a lot of strain. And indeed, the whole global village is come together under this real challenge of facing COVID. Mm-hmm. I think as an organization, you're right. You know, we have to think very hard about our role as a pharmaceutical company. And often at this time, you start thinking about words like strategy. You start thinking about vision. And maybe that's not the right way to go. We started using words like cause, and saying that as Cipla, we have a cause, and we don't necessarily want to focus on our vision, but we really want to have a vision which is very clear. And that is that we want to make sure that everyone got access to good health care, that no one was excluded, it was equitable in its approach, and also it was done, and you used the word in the beginning, with a lot of kindness. And I think that's the approach we've adopted in the early part. It's also forced us as an organization to think very differently. Mm. And you've seen how the pharmaceutical sector has responded. We've had to rethink where we do trials. We've had to reconsider how we develop drugs. And the rate and pace in which many treatments came to market, you know, not all were vaccines. Many of them were monoclonal antibodies. Many of them were antivirals. And we got these to the market in record time and worked with health authorities like SAHPRA, and FDA across the world to make a difference. But that said, it is a collective responsibility, you know, working with the government, working with the public, as well as the pharmaceutical sector.
No, I think it's really is praiseworthy. And, you know, this pandemic has thrown everybody into overdrive, and we've all had to figure out ways of doing things that we probably didn't know much about before, getting those trials out quicker, making sure that we do extra research and development, working through the night, spending a whole lot more money, testing it on different things that perhaps with the benefit of huge amounts of time that we had before, we just didn't have this time around. But I'm interested also in this move into podcasts, because the biggest loser in this whole situation with coronavirus has been public trust and the idea of who we can believe and who we can actually look to for the truth when it comes to, you know, I mean, we've seen Dr. Anthony Fauci's been through a really tough time in the last couple of weeks, because it's suddenly come out that he wasn't necessarily 100% honest with us every step of the way, or maybe he was just figuring it out. We've seen all kinds of confusion around Zweli Mkhize and this media company. People are just looking for places where they can actually trust the information, especially when it comes to healthcare. And I have too many friends, and I'm sure you do too, who go on online when they're feeling sick and they Google something, and then you start thinking all the worst things. And you have to speak to professionals. You have to speak to the doctors, the scientists. And this is where you guys have decided to get into podcasts, right?
Look, it's interesting because you know, you played that clip just now of the president getting slapped in France.
Yes.
It's humorous, but it's actually quite insightful. Because what simple research has shown at this time is that the public's trust in government has dropped an all-time low, but yet they're now looking to corporates to provide clarity and direction. And it's interesting to see that the public is actually believing that their own companies, their own organizations will take better care of them than maybe many of the formal institutions that they've relied upon in the past. So what this says is, I think more and more people are looking for independent sources of data and are wanting to get information which they feel is not being spiced up with an agenda, or for that matter, is being driven through some commercial premise.
Or political.
We set our strategy. Sorry,
even political, because that's where a lot of it has gone. I mean, a lot of the science has been politicized. So people go, well, actually, I just want to know whether this is healthy for me or not. I just want to know whether I'm doing the right thing for my family, whether I'm putting the right things into my body, whether I'm avoiding unnecessary risks. That's what people really want, right?
Correct. And what we've seen is an incredible hunger for more information on how to stay healthy and how to keep myself, you know, strong with my immune system as strong as I can make it during the COVID period. So we believe by putting a podcast together, which is independent, which is actually a source of information that's going to help guide you in terms of how do you keep healthy, how do you keep fit, how do you deal with pain, how do you make sure that your chronic diseases are well controlled and maintained? Because we know if that's well controlled, your chances of surviving COVID are even greater. So we're trying to become that independent source. And we have no agenda here in terms of trying to push products or any particular disease.
Okay.
But rather just providing information to empower people's decision making.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, obviously they're going to be cynical people who go, oh, okay, so Cipla getting into podcasting because they're trying to flog stuff. But I mean, podcasting, and I can say this having been in the business of podcasting for as long as we have, the people who come to a podcast are looking for the truth and they're looking for good advice. And this is exactly the way to put it together for them. So you've given us some idea of what the series is about. It's about helping to answer these questions, give good advice. Are there specifics that you want to throw in there? And tell us how you think it will benefit the business, because obviously you're not doing it just as a PR move, and you're not doing it as a kind of altruistic service. You also have some solutions which benefit the business too. It's, you know, one hand kind of helps the other.
You see, you've got to also understand where we're coming from. We're a generic company, a pharmaceutical company that is driven by one purpose. And that one purpose is that we see a future where good health can be expected by everyone. It shouldn't be based upon your ability to pay.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't be based upon your ability to access medicine because you've got the bank account to support it. And when we brought HIV medicines to this country, we took it from being what was 150,000 rand a year all the way down to 100 rand a month.
Wow.
And that just drove unprecedented access to HIV medicines.
Yeah.
So we also believe when it comes to healthcare, there shouldn't be restrictions on getting access to good healthcare advice. And that's the intention behind the podcast. That we can do it with kindness, that we can do it equitably. And I think a podcast is probably the most accessible source of information. So you will get information on how do you protect yourself during COVID period. You will get information on any questions that you may have around building your immune system, your health systems. And it's going to be drawing on a lot of experts, people that are independent, and you will see that the content will be very much focused on satisfying the questions that you may have that you mentioned earlier on when you Google for your health.
I love this. I mean, I think there is no amount of info that's too much at this point for people. And they do want to know, you hinted at something here that I think is so important, your immune system, because that is your most powerful weapon against not just COVID, but everything. And if you have a bunch of experts who you guys are going to help us get together, I know that this is hosted by Ryan O'Connor. He's going to be the host. You're going to provide all kinds of healthcare information. I think it's just terrific that this is being launched. When do you go live?
It's pretty much running. Good. So it's called Healthcare Matters, and this was Ryan O'Connor. Mm-hmm. And I think he's a well-known individual. And Absolutely. Again, you haven't picked someone in the healthcare environment or that's got any axe to grind. So I think mm-hmm. it's going to be accessible. It's going to be something which is going to attract a lot of people's attention. So hopefully it meets the need.
I love it. Paul, well done to you and your team for doing this. I think it's so important that businesses start to realize the power of podcasting and the credibility that it can give to the people who you guys engage with on a daily basis for the audience that we all talk to on podcasts. And again, I have to say, without feeling any sense of trying to butter you up in this respect, it is thanks to the pharmaceutical companies, it's thanks to businesses like Discovery and all the rest of it, that we will get our population vaccinated, that we'll get our population healthy again. And if we didn't have you guys and we were reliant just on the public health sector, we'd be in a lot of trouble. So I'm pleased, and I know you do stuff with public health as well in South Africa, so it's not like I'm trying to demonize them, but it is largely due to private healthcare and to private pharmaceutical businesses that we're able to get out of this mess that we've been in, that the whole world's been in.
Yeah, and I think what COVID has done, Gareth, it's forced various stakeholders to have to work together. So mm-hmm. the partnership between the public sector, the private sector, has never been stronger. Between the private sector and clinical scientists has never been stronger.
Yep.
So I think it's forced us to come together with one common endpoint. And I think it's reset probably where healthcare is going. I think the days of seeing a dichotomy of public and private are probably coming to an end. And I think it's going to become more and more of a challenge for us to work closer together and to realize that we can't do it alone, and we can't be seen each other as counterparts, but rather as compatriots.
I love it. Paul, thank you so much for being on with us this morning and telling us about the series. It will be available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Deezer, and Iono. And Cipla are trying to ensure that they get you accurate information from credible medical experts. It'll make it an easy way to digest and remember, and then hopefully implement in your own life. And that'll be hosted by Ryan O'Connor. It's called Healthcare Matters. Thank you very much to the CEO of Cipla in South Africa, Paul Miller. Nice to see you.
Cheers, Gareth. Thanks a lot.
Cheers, Paul. CliffCentral.com.